views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane live call-in show, where you can receive intuitive insight into subconscious blocks and limiting beliefs, along with powerful energetic repatterning to allow the most graceful, loving, fulfilling, and most abundant life possible. Explore unlimited possibilities with us every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Call us with your concerns about relationships, career, health, love, spirituality, or anything in your life that you would like to repattern. If you're ready to make a change, stay tuned. We'll show you how.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Intuitive Life Coach Gwen Payne and our producer Mark. We're going to do some conscious repatterning, which is an extremely powerful, highly efficient clearing modality that moves you past limiting beliefs, patterns, and experiences very quickly and aligns you with ease, grace, prosperity, healthy, loving relationships, and so much more. The best part is that this process is gentle. It's not difficult. It's not painful. It's actually a lot of fun. And the possibilities are unlimited. During the second half of the show today, we'll be taking live calls so that you can experience how fast, how easy, and how fun this process is. So if there's anything in your life that you would like some insight into, or you're feeling blocked in any way, get ready to call. And remember, this process can be applied to any area of your life.
And I wanted to say that it is amazing how quick this process is and how powerful and easy it is too, Deborah. I mean, it's like you do all the work. Whatever blocks or resistance that there might be that have held me back for years are just gone instantaneously. And it is so easy and so painless and fun. So if anybody out there is curious about this, wants to try it for themselves, give us a call and do some conscious repatterning right here on the air with us today.
Yes, and remember, we do that in the second half of the show, so we'll be giving out the number here in just a little bit. And until then, I would love to talk about healthy sexuality today and aligning with healthy sexuality.
That's a great idea. This is a subject that I think a lot of people have a lot of interest in.
You know, like, this brings up a thought that I had from an experience when I was much, much younger. And I had this friend who said to me, men are biologically designed to keep all the women pregnant all the time, and that women are designed to find the biologically optimal father for their child.
Wow, and I get that there's some truth to that statement. Something in our genetics or our belief systems is testing positive for all three of us.
Really? My friend was right.
Who was this guy?
a sage, evidently. I don't know.
I bet a lot of guys out there are going, yes, I knew it.
I knew I was wired that way.
Yeah, well, obviously, like I said, there is some truth to that statement, but not anything that we can't clear with some simple repatterning. So I'm definitely up for clearing that in the first clearing that we do a little bit later.
Me too. I'm imagining how many beliefs get piled on top of something, and I get confused. How much of what drives me as a sexual being is genetic versus how much are beliefs or even sort of beliefs that are no longer serving me, which I would love to clear and to address.
Or healthy versus unhealthy.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know that a lot of us really even have an idea of what healthy sexuality is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, or what it could be. Right, absolutely. I'm curious where this is going to go. Let's play with this.
Yeah, it's amazing to me how many of our patterns and our behaviors are based on our belief systems, our genetics, our DNA, even our cellular structure. And what's really amazing to me is that so many times we don't even know where these patterns or behaviors are coming from, because we're not even aware of the beliefs that are locked into our cellular structure or our genetics.
Well, then you also have the collective consciousness, you know, and what the collective consciousness belief systems are and the media portrayal, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I noticed a dramatic shift in myself when I got older and made a couple of major moves, you know, moving away from my hometown and actually several times during my life. And in each one, I noticed that I changed significantly to the point where people that I already knew were noticing and commenting about it, you know, in my energy, in my perceptions, even in my belief systems were changing. And I believe what you just said, Gwen, has a lot of relevance to this. You know, we are constantly picking up information energetically, intuitively, you know, even telepathically from our surroundings, from the collective, even from the land that we are living on. I would say it definitely has an influence based on my own experience and how drastic and immediate these changes in me were when I made these moves.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, having moved around a lot myself and really kind of living into different aspects of myself with each move. It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a standard healthy sexuality, or is it really individualized? Does each person have their own sort of healthy version of sexuality? How does that work?
I don't believe that there's really a standard in much of anything, actually. I believe that it's all based on our own beliefs, and our experience is kind of a projection of our beliefs, and we're entitled to our own beliefs and our own experiences, and I don't believe that very much of anything is actually predetermined for us other than the beliefs that we're currently carrying, which can be changed.
I would agree with you, Deborah. I really boil it down to authenticity. So authenticity in the way that I am in my body and in the way that I experience my own energy, in the way that I interact with others. It all really comes down to authenticity for me.
Right. We're all unique pieces to the one big puzzle. And I think that this is one of the greatest gifts that we have to offer the world is expressing our authenticity and the unique aspects of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like what we express or what we put out there a lot of times is based on our beliefs. And like I said, we can change our beliefs and therefore change our experience or our experience of our experience. But I think that the first step is recognizing those beliefs and determining where our patterns, behaviors, and experiences are coming from. I think that's a good place to start. And of course, this is what we're here doing today. This is what my work is identifying beliefs so that we can release them, and change our experience.
So you said the collective consciousness and your the culture that you find yourself in, the surroundings, the place that you are, et cetera. And then how about the individual that you are connecting with, too? That can be tremendously variant, right, with how what comes up for you and why you're connecting with that person or they with you. And man, it's just such a complicated thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is. There are so many different aspects to this, and the work that I do is just fascinating, uncovering where these patterns and behaviors and experiences are coming from. It's incredible. It's not even anything that I can put words to, how many different factors there are.
So I'm wondering, you know, how does this bring us back to what is healthy sexuality versus unhealthy sexuality, let's just say?
Well, I don't really think that this is something that I can tell you, you know, what is the definition of healthy sexuality. What I do is work with aligning you with your version of healthy sexuality based on your soul path. And then the rest is really based on what is serving you as a unique individual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, it does. Think back to that authenticity comment that we individually take and adapt and sort of create our own canvas of how we're going to be around, in this case, the issue of healthy sexuality. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are up for it, both of you, we can start checking in to see what our blocks or resistance may be to healthy sexuality and do some clearing on it.
Yeah,
that would be great.
So let's get into that when we come back from the break. And then again, in the second half of the show, we're going to be taking some live calls. So if you want to do some repatterning with us, the number is 800-930-2819, and we'll be giving that number out again. In the meantime, if you want a little bit more information, my website is consciousrepatterning.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com. and click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Gwen and Mark, working with conscious repatterning, an extremely efficient, highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning easily, effortlessly. And today we are moving through some of our limiting beliefs or patterns around healthy sexuality.
And I'm feeling brave, Deborah. I'm ready to clear healthy sexuality right here on the radio. Let's do it.
Yep. Nothing like feeling naked on the air.
Well, we don't actually have to get naked. Even if you did want to, nobody can see you anyway. So go ahead.
Bearing it all.
Bearing it all. Subconsciously, yes, yes. That's what we're doing.
Right.
And maybe some entertainment out of it, too.
There you go.
All right. So let's go ahead and start with Mark. With you, Mark, the first thing that I'm getting is your mother. There seems to be some guilt and judgment associated with what your perceptions are of what she believes about you. But what I'm getting is that it's not true. It's just actually your belief about her perceptions and something that we can clear easily.
Well, I certainly resonate with that. I think, I don't know what my mom thinks or believes about me particularly, but I know that we do have different philosophies on our lives, and certainly I think we'd probably define healthy sexuality for ourselves very differently. I'm imagining that there would be probably some maybe concern about the way that I have chosen to live my life or the way in which my life has unfolded, but I don't know.
I feel like it's actually your own self-judgment, but you're projecting it onto your mother.
Assuming sounds right,
too. She's judging you. So let's clear that. Let's clear self-judgment. Let's also clear projections of judgment. And then let's just go ahead and keep exploring before we do the first clearing. Gwen, you actually feel really aligned with healthy sexuality already.
Well, that's reassuring, I must say, given that I do work with my clients on a lot of intimacy issues, self-love, loving relationships, and one of my new sessions, in fact, is called Opening to Love. And it's something that I really love to work with.
I'm glad to hear you're walking your talk.
Yeah, I know.
Which is one of the things I think is so important and not always the case. That's one of the things that I really appreciate about you, Gwen, is not only have you been studying alternative healing for 35 years and energy healing, it was obvious to me when I first met you that you are really walking the talk and engaging in your own practice and your own clearing and your own healing before you even start taking it out to other people.
Thank you, Deborah. I really appreciate that. You know, my commitment is very strong to my own process. I mean, it really is kind of like living and breathing for me. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm almost reluctant to take it to others until I feel like I've really got it down. But I think that's really a good thing, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we're definitely in alignment with that. I worked with myself mainly for years before ever offering this work professionally or publicly, and felt like that was definitely what needed to be done to get myself clear, aligned, balanced, and healthy before ever feeling like I had something to offer anyone else. So we're aligned in that way of thinking. But I don't know that there's anything I can do for you around healthy sexuality, so maybe you can help me out with this.
For a small fee.
Let's see.
So you ready for some input?
Yeah, what do you got?
Well, what I was seeing, Deborah, is that there were some outside projections placed on you specifically, not just projections taken on by family belief systems, but placed on you as an individual. I'm getting around 8.
And it doesn't have to do with my family?
Yes, it's projections from your family, but it's about you specifically as an individual. So some hurtful comments that had to do with being feminine and to do with your body.
Oh, right. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So there's kind of a disconnect with the body itself.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, that's actually something that all three of us can do a little bit of repatterning around, is being connected to our bodies in the highest and best way.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, let's do that, and let's just clear anything that I picked up from my childhood, any misperceptions, judgments, limiting beliefs. And we can all three do this, actually.
Okay,
around
good.
Sexuality, right. And then I also just want to ask that any blocks or resistance that we have to healthy sexuality, I feel like we can just do a general clearing on that. And what this does when we do it this way is that anything that's ready to be released will be released automatically, and then mm-hmm. anything that's not ready to be released will be brought to the surface so that it can be. So that awareness may come to you tomorrow, it may come to you a month from now, whenever, you know, the best timing for you is.
Okay, that sounds great.
I feel like we're ready for our first clearing. Let's go ahead and start with an opening prayer, asking that only those changes that are serving everyone involved and the greater good in the highest and best way are made today, and that all changes are made with, through, of, and under pure divine love and light, and that everyone that receives clearing today and this applies to anybody who calls into the show, receive maximum benefit from everything we do in the safest, easiest, most comfortable, and most loving way possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
And then let's go ahead and do all the clearings that we've talked about so far. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, so there's still something with you, Mark. So what I'm getting is that you don't believe healthy sexuality is fun. You're blocking this. You're not wanting to align with healthy sexuality because you're like, what's the fun in that?
I'm such a guy.
Right. Let's change your belief on that. Let's change your belief that healthy sexuality is no fun, uninteresting, and show you that it can be even more exciting, more interesting, and more fulfilling than unhealthy sexuality.
There you go.
Thank you. Well, I feel like we're all three aligned with healthy sexuality now. Gwen, do you agree with that?
Yeah, that was easy.
That was really easy. What else can we talk about?
Let's talk about soulmates.
That's what you were just saying, is that that's what one of your sessions that you do in Sedona is aligning people with their soulmate. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Tell me about it.
Releasing limiting beliefs, any type of energetic blocks, really, to self-love first and foremost, and then opening up to a relationship on the outside, and even enhancing existing relationship. Really allowing that flow of love to occur.
I'm not even sure what a soulmate is, I guess.
That was my question, is what is soul? How do you define a soulmate? What does that mean?
This is really what I've kind of boiled it down to. A soulmate to me is somebody who is going to support you and share some sort of purpose with you. I just love the idea of that, of coming together with somebody and co-creating our lives in the highest and best way.
That kind of goes along with my perception of soulmate in that there's not just one. That a soulmate could even be a friend, a parent, something along those lines. So a little bit different than what a lot of people will call their soulmate, defined as their one and only intimate lifelong partner. There's more clearing coming up around that, is that I get that not one of us three is aligned with attracting our soulmates in the highest and best way. We're all aligned with attracting our soulmates in the highest and best timing, and I'm getting that can't be changed, that that's kind of prearranged by our souls, but in the highest and best way is not necessarily already defined.
Let's do some tweaking. I'm grateful that we're at least aligned with our soulmates.
So let's actually align with them in the highest and best way. And this is going to change the process, you know, whatever experiences we need to go through or situations in which we come together and how we come together. Even what I'm getting intuitively is how we perceive each other when we come together, that all of that can be shifted in a way that is actually serving us in a greater way.
That sounds wonderful.
Great. Let's do it.
Thank you.
And I also get that we don't actually have the highest definition, perspective, and understanding of soulmates. I get that the way you defined it is correct, Gwen, but there's actually a lot more to it than that. So let's also ask for, divine truth, perspective, and understanding.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's also fear of our soulmates and fear of experiences that our soulmates will open us up to. Let's clear the fear as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, I think what's interesting to me as well about soulmates is that there is also free will, so that we could come into contact with our soulmates and still choose not to step into that relationship.
Yeah, there's still that fear and resistance and blocks present into fully embodying our soulmate relationships. Those are interesting words coming through. And benefiting from our soulmate relationships. It seems like we miss a lot, actually, in not recognizing our soulmates and kind of just letting them pass through our experience without actually benefiting from what they came to work with us on or teach us.
Well, is this in part because we fear having to, you know, step into living into our purpose?
Yeah, let's clear that fear, too.
Okay.
And it's amazing when working with fear, you know, in this way, how quickly it just seems to dissipate, that it's just gone once we do a clearing.
Yeah, I've certainly felt that with the clearings.
It never ceases to amaze me.
True.
Okay, good. I feel like that is good around soulmates. Again, each one of us is aligned with healthy sexuality. Now each one of us is aligned with the highest and best outcome and experiences associated with our soulmates.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take another break. And then when we come back, we're going to start taking some live calls. So once again, the number is 800-930-2819. And also, I want to remind you about our live group clearing calls every Tuesday evening at 5 o'clock Pacific, where we do, for example, everything that Mark, Gwen, and I just did would be done for everybody on those calls. And the calls are intuitively guided so that everything that comes up during that 1 hour is something that applies to everybody on there. It's really a fascinating process and something to check out for sure. So
yes.
you can also get connected in with that on my website, consciousrepatterning.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
This is Deborah Diane. For more information or to contact me directly, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com, where you can register for a weekly teleconference to experience live group clearing or to request a private session. You can also check out the videos of me telling more of my story or of others describing their experience with conscious repatterning. That's consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Gwen and Mark, working with conscious repatterning, which is an extremely efficient, highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning, moving you past limiting beliefs, blocks, aligning you with ease and grace and healthy, loving relationships, prosperity. And let's go ahead and go to the phone lines now. We've got Amy calling in from Oakland, California. What can we help you with today, Amy?
I'm not sure if there's anything too big or too small to ask about, but I'm having trouble with bulimia, and I'm wondering if that's like too like broad spanning a problem, because I'm not really sure of the like the root of it.
Okay, well, it's a little bit much to cover this quickly in a short little segment, but I can help you with some insight. I mean, I'm definitely getting that I can help with it. I'm not saying that by the end of this call you're going to be over your bulimia, but we can definitely do some clearing around it, which is going to make it easier for you. It's kind of like a big running start with your healing, and then see what else, you know, comes up as far as information that could help you to get past it. But no, I'm definitely getting that that's a good thing to address right now.
Okay, good, good, good.
Okay.
That's perfect.
All right, so let me check in with it just a second. You know, the first thing that I'm getting is there's something around, you know, the exact word that I got was ghosts. So I think there is something, it seems like it's a childhood fear of yours, like believing that you were seeing ghosts, like ghosts in your bedroom. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I had a lot of trouble sleeping when I was little, like up until, like, way older than it was normal. Up until I was 12, I had, like, night terrors pretty regularly.
Okay. Okay, so that seems to be the root of it. And that's not everything. There's other things I'm seeing, like a big boiling pot, and that was the first ingredient, the main ingredient, and then there's other stuff that got contributed to it. But let me see what we've got to do around the ghosts. I think just clear your childhood. So that's releasing any fears, beliefs, or patterns that you picked up from the experiences where you believed you were being attacked, actually, is what I get, which kind of correlates with what you just said, terrors. That sounds kind of terrifying.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, let's release that. I don't believe that we need any more information. We can just go ahead and start our first clearing, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. And this was a really big one. I felt a huge rush of energy as soon as we went into it, so you can probably feel it, too, if you check in.
Yeah, my muscles actually feel really, like on my upper body for some reason, feel really, how do I explain it, like staticky sort of.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so let me check in and see while we're clearing this, which is, it's going to take just a couple minutes. I still feel the energy quite strong, but I'm going to start checking in to see what else we can uncover. There's something about your grandmother, too. Did she judge you? Grandmother, let me see, on your mother's side?
I think that there's definitely a, like, an appearance stigma on my mother's side.
Oh,
I don't know if she judged me, like, particularly, but there is, like, a body image and, like, a general image thing.
You know what's very interesting is that I don't think you picked up on that. Like, I don't believe that what you're going through has anything to do with your insecurity about your body. Do you feel that way?
I'm not sure. I think that in a lot of ways, it's since it's been channeled through me like so strongly, I don't know what else to associate it with. I don't directly, like, when I feel it, I don't feel anyone else's judgment, really, but my own. But I also think that it could be that forced that upon myself when it's not really my...
Yeah, when you said the right words, when you said channeled, you kind of, like, channeled that energy through you, because, yeah, I'm not getting that it's yours. I'm actually getting that you're very strong and very confident in yourself. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I think that in... Yeah, most ways I would describe myself as that.
Okay, good. So I just want to, you know, close whatever channels are open right now between you and your grandmother, but actually I just want to go ahead and extend it to your entire family, which is going to help you in other areas too. Whatever energy that you're picking up from them or their beliefs or their own patterns that isn't serving you, I want to just go ahead and kind of close that off and protect you from it. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. It seems like there's one more thing coming up while this is clearing. Something around your father. There is some insecurity around your father.
My father actually died when I was 5.
Okay.
And I felt really uncomfortable around him whenever I was around him before he died. I've never been sure why that is. But all my memories with him in it are, like, really full of, like, discomfort and anxiety, sort of.
Okay. Let me see if I can get some more information around that. Well, I get that you were afraid of him.
Yeah.
And I don't get that he was particularly mean, but there was
something.
No, what do you think that you were afraid of?
Well, I think I was just uncomfortable around him because he was rarely there, so when he was there I wasn't sure what role he was supposed to play.
Oh.
And I was always like very protective of my mother, and I still like very much carry the weight of feeling protective of my mother, and I could tell even when I was young that he had hurt her in some way.
Yeah, that's what I was getting to. He wasn't good to your mother. He didn't really bring that into your relationship. Like, it kind of seems like your relationship with him was non-existent. So it's not like he wasn't good to you, but you were picking up. Well, for one, he was a stranger to you. And then also you knew just intuitively that he wasn't good to your mother. And I think that that's all there was. So let's do a clearing. Let's clear between you and your father. Let's also clear between you and your protectiveness, because I think that your protective nature, which what I'm getting is that it extends to a lot of different people in your life and situations in your life. You're very protective. This is something that is contributing to the bulimia too, because you're kind of, I don't want to say overprotective, but something similar to that. Like you take everybody's safety on. Like, it's your responsibility, and it's a little bit much for you. It creates a lot of stress for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's so true. I'm like, I don't know. I don't think anyone's articulated that to me before, but it's definitely, like, a huge, I don't know. That's a really big thing for me.
So I want to clear between you and your protectiveness and then just show you balance with that, because it actually is part of who you are, but not to the extreme that you're taking it. So I want to show you moderation, balance, and then show you how to allow that protectiveness to serve you, because right now it's not. It's actually kind of eating you up inside. I want to shift that. Let me see. Is there more? No, I think that's it. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Great. Thank you. I'm just going to wait for a second because the energy's pretty strong. It's not always that easy for me to talk during it. So,
okay.
If you want to share anything, feel free.
I don't know. I like haven't. Like in generally, not even in some deep way or anything, but like sort of like a restless like person. But I've been sitting really still. Since we started talking about my dad and my mom's side of the family. And that's really rare for me.
Yeah, you're ready. It's like you're poised and ready. You're just like soaking it up, what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I feel like you've been searching for answers for a really long time, like very deep within you. You've been searching for answers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm still gonna give it just a minute. It's hard for me to put sentences together while I'm feeling all this energy moving.
That makes total sense. It's amazing that you're able to do it live. It must be a lot to multitask.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Okay, so I feel like that's it. How are you feeling, Amy?
I don't know. My body feels sort of like tired and like it's like resting after something big, but like I don't know. I feel really quiet and my body's really warm.
Oh. Okay, well, let's see. I feel like that's it for now. Of course, if you want to call in at a later time and we can do some more clearing around this, that's great. And then, of course, we're going to give you free access to one of the live group clearing calls, which is probably not going to address specifics around this, but something may come up. But the way we structure those calls is that everything that's getting cleared is it's mostly coming to me intuitively, but it's stuff that applies to everybody in the group so that everyone benefits fully. So I don't know if we're going to be covering any of this, but you're more than welcome to join us on one of those. And then, of course, if you have feedback that you want to share with us, give us a call again.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
See, did you want to... What?
I said you're amazing.
Oh, thank you. it's time for another break right now. But when we come back, we're going to do some more conscious repatterning. If you would like to join us, give us a call, 800-930-2819. And if you want to join us for our live group clearing call tomorrow night, they're actually every Tuesday night, 5 o'clock Pacific. The information is on my website, consciousrepatterning.com, where you can also register and stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Gwen Payne, working with conscious repatterning, which is an extremely efficient, highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning, moving you past limiting beliefs, patterns, blocks, and aligning you with ease, grace, healthy, loving relationships, prosperity, and so much more. So I think we're ready to take another call. We've got Dave calling in from Connecticut. What can we help you with today, Dave? Dave, are you there? Chris, is Dave there?
Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I am. I'm here. I've been listening to you for quite a while, Deborah Diane.
What was that?
Actually, I've been listening to you for quite a while on the radio.
Oh, well, thanks for calling. Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
I definitely need
an energy cleaning.
Okay. Cleaning out? Let's see.
I've had a stressful day. Everything's just going crazy. I got bad news at the doctor today.
Okay. Well, let me just go ahead and check in, too, and see if that's okay with you, to see what's coming up for you to be cleared. Is that okay? Dave?
Yes, I'm here.
I guess, do we not have a clear connection? Is that what's going on?
No, I can hear you now. Unfortunately, I'm in my car. You went to Bluetooth for a second.
Oh, okay. Yeah, your connection is kind of cutting in and out. We'll work with it. So let's first start with just doing an overall balancing. Yeah, I'm sensing quite a bit of kind of like static in your field, actually, and just in your energy field. So let's start with just doing a general clearing and balancing for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There seems to be quite a bit of chaos. It doesn't feel like it's moving. Gwen, I know that you sense things in a different way than I do. How are you feeling about?
Well, I kept getting the word disturbance, 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 and then I saw like, you know, this red light like flashing like on a, you know, cop car or something, like
so, okay. So that's symbolic.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Dave. I love the way intuition works and how we both get stuff, but you get a lot. Actually, almost all of your intuition comes with pictures, Gwen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And symbols.
I can't always figure them out, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's that way for a lot of intuitives. From what I hear, is it's just kind of a clue to what it's trying to point to. But yes, I agree with that. It feels like you're holding on to it, Dave. Like you're not ready. You are ready. You are and you aren't. You're not wanting to really let go of the disturbance that Gwen is kind of seeing visually. Let me see if I can get some more information about it. Just a second.
Okay.
Okay. It does seem like it's something that you've been dealing with for a long time and you don't really know how to live without it, but we can ask that you be shown how to live without it and show you how to live and accept a peaceful existence is the word that I'm getting. I tried to say life, but that wouldn't come through. It's more an existence. Is that okay? Are you ready for that?
Yeah, I think, every day it's just, this morning when I was in bed, I didn't even want to get up and go to work. I was like, oh, God, all I could think about is everything that could go wrong with my clients and this and that. And, I don't know. Even all weekend, I didn't even enjoy the weekend because I was dreading Monday coming along. Then I went to the doctor, and I've been working on getting my cholesterol down. That went down, but my triglycerides are up. And, all that stuff takes a toll on you.
Okay. Well, what I want to do in this call today is get you aligned with ease and grace. That's really the one big goal that I have. And then you will most likely notice. I feel like you probably already do notice a difference just from the balancing that we did. But you'll continue to notice shifting in that area. So can we just go ahead and release this this disturbance or this chaos in your field? Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, now it's releasing. Now I feel the energy flowing. Let's see what else.
So I'm still not getting that you're aligned with ease and grace. Let's show you that you're worthy of that and that it's possible. Change your belief that it's too late. That just came in intuitively for you. Like, you've been living like this for so long, it's kind of too late to change these patterns for you. Can we change that belief?
Yeah, I can focus on that and try to change that. You know, I do think about that. Like, you know, that's just the way it is. And, you know, I've also made decisions in my life to be stressed out, and I just don't think that's healthy. So, yeah,
well, actually, you know, this modality is a little bit different than, I guess, you know, some of the things that you may have experienced before, in that you don't have to keep focusing on it as much for it to actually create a pretty dramatic shift for you. Just saying that you are willing to change the belief, we can clear the energy around it right now in this call, anything that's holding it to you, and then it makes it a lot easier. So
okay.
It's not going to be as difficult as you think. Okay, good. All right, so let's it's already starting. As soon as you said okay, the clearing started, I started feeling the energy move. Oh, good. Now I get when this is complete, which it's still moving, but when this clearing is complete, you're going to be aligned with ease and grace. And fully accepting it is what I get. How do you feel?
You know, I feel more relaxed. I actually feel my toes kind of just relaxing a little bit, which is really, I always find that, you know, if your toes are kind of relaxing, your whole, it kind of waves through your body.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do feel it.
Good. Yeah, it's still quite a bit moving. And you're going to continue to notice it kind of clearing as you integrate, which sometimes does take a little while to complete.
Well,
we're getting the big stuff right now.
It took a long while to get to this stressed out mess.
Yeah. Well, good. I just checked in to see, you know, I do muscle testing, and I can check to see what beliefs are predominantly driving your experience. And I just checked to see if you actually were going to block this clearing because you believe that, you know, it's been here for so long, it's going to stay. And I get no, that has cleared for you. So it feels like you're going to allow this really well. And there's nothing else to do for you right now, but I am waiting for the last clearing to complete. We're still kind of into it. So, Gwen, if you have anything to offer while this is completing, feel free to share.
Well, I just was on feeling a knot in my stomach, so I'm not sure if that's going to clear along with this clearing.
You're feeling a knot in your stomach?
Mm-hmm. Well, because a lot of times I feel what other people might be feeling, too.
You know, actually, I have a knot in my stomach, too, right now. And I was just thinking, you know, let me call these guys up. You guys are very, I got to give you credit. You're very innovative and, you know, it's a naturalistic kind of approach from what I gather. And,
oh, thank you.
You know, I listened to The Secret. Have you guys ever listened to The Secret?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Rhonda Byrd. I pop that in every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely believe that there's a lot available to us that we're not necessarily accepting because we don't believe in it, and that is a key, is believing in what's possible. We can actually do a clearing on that for you, Dave, is believing in all possibilities that are serving you so that you're not denying shifts that could be available to you because of limitations in your belief systems. Do you want to do that?
I'd love to.
Okay, good. Thank you. And this is the kind of stuff that I did for myself for years before working with others. I mentioned that earlier. Changing my belief systems about what's possible and aligning with, the process of ease and grace and, you know, stepping into my mastery and stuff like that. So this is definitely going to change things for you. Go ahead and stay on the line, Dave. We've got to go ahead and close up now. We're at the end of the show, but I want to stay connected with you until you finish the clearing. We're going to definitely be back doing some more of this next week, every Monday at 3:00 Pacific, 6:00 Eastern. And
Thank you so much for joining us today. If you missed any part of the show and you'd like to hear it, you can listen to the archives on my website, consciousrepatterning.com. Remember to find someone or something to be grateful for, and we will see you next week.
You've been listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Each week, a live call-in segment provides an opportunity for listeners to experience conscious repatterning live on the show. For more information or to schedule a session, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.